Today is the day that we are celebrating a fracking ban that the Cuomo administration announced about 1 month ago, and it's also the day in which our governor right now is addressing the state and announcing that he intends to create a $20 million initiative in the five counties of the southern tier for renewable energy. In the southern tier and the Hudson Valley. This means that right now, today, the area of the state that was once proposed to be the sacrifice zone for fracking is now on track to become our renewable energy and farm hub. Because we didn't give up or give in. We knew the truth based on the science and the stories of Americans across this great country who have been suffering from fracking for years. We believe that we are unstoppable and a statewide ban is possible, and it was. Our grassroots movement here in New York is one of the largest social movements in the United States right now. It's a movement that sprang up around people's kitchen tables where everyday people like you and I decided enough is enough. And we would do everything in our power to stop this corrupt and criminal industry from destroying the places that we love. It was the power of our love for our children and grandchildren, friends and families, neighbors and communities that powered this movement. It was our love that won a ban on fracking. A fierce and beautiful love, and a belief that we could do this. This belief in ourselves and in each other, and in this movement of our fellow New Yorkers, that we were able to stop fracking and become a renewable energy leader, and here we are. We took to heart the important statement by the Hopi elders about the time we are living in. We are the change we've been waiting for. We are the change we've been waiting for.
We are the change we've been waiting for.
No one else came here to save us, and even though we have a superhero on our side, the Incredible Hulk, it's really up to each and every one of us. And while today is a completion, it's also a continuation and a new beginning. We want a ban on high-volume hydraulic fracturing, but there is still more work to do on stopping the build-out of fracked gas infrastructure, and we will do it together. Our neighbors in Pennsylvania who have supported us. People like Ray Kemble from Dimmick, PA, who is here today, despite his own water contamination, and helps deliver water to over 20 of his neighbors every few days. Who, despite his own physical health problems, after unknowingly being exposed to some of the most toxic chemicals on Earth, came to events like these and takes tours. People on tours with Craig Stevens and Mira Scroggins, to expose the truth about fracking and what's happening in Pennsylvania. These people are the true American heroes among us, and we will be with them. Now our next steps is a movement to support and work closely with them to ban fracking in PA and turn the tide across this country. We are a precedent-setting state, and we have the opportunity right now to work with Governor Cuomo to lead the nation in renewable energy in the years to come. Each and every one of us. So stay tuned for our next New Yorkers Against Fracking regional meetings to get involved in next steps, and you'll hear more from our other speakers. And I want to end with a toast of fresh water. Lifeblood of our bodies and the lifeblood of Mother Earth,
yes.
Without which we cannot live. I thank all of you for your personal sacrifice and dedication, your love and your belief that today was possible. Yeah.